I get profiled all the time.
What is that like, to be profiled?
It's not a good feeling. It's not a good feeling. I get pointed out a lot of times just for no reason.
David Russell of Buffalo is a local freelance photojournalist and editor. Russell tells WBFO News he's been profiled since he was a young teen, growing up on a middle-class street in North Buffalo. He recalled police once asking him where he got his bicycle from. Russell said he responded by telling the officer, "I think my parents bought it at Sears."
You have a large majority of people. Some people do good, some people do bad. Sometimes you see more bad than you see good. When you see that, the majority of people who see that, they focus on the bad.
And Russell also places some of the blame on the music industry.
Years ago, I grew up listening to old school. It was always a positive message. Like with hip-hop, it was always a positive message. Now it's just, it's garbage. I know people who produce that kind of music now, they can't get a deal. But if you talk about rims or drugs or women, you know, strip clubs and stuff like that, those are the people who are getting record deals.
Russell fears the negative content in some of the music brainwashes young minds to act in a fashion that only precipitates more racial profiling.
Every day, I worry about my husband. Every day.
Nicole Lee is a Buffalo native and attorney. She recently helped to coordinate legal protections during the police protests in Ferguson, New York, and Florida. Lee says she believes people of color are marginalized in every class and every sector.
My husband is a scholar. He went to Ivy League schools. He is brilliant and soft-spoken. And yet, when vigilantes are murdering people, when the police are killing our young man, they're not asking for degrees. They're not asking for your resume. They are unfortunately profiling people just merely based on the color of their skin, and they're making mistakes that are costing lives, that are really destroying communities.
The disproportionate number of African Americans being jailed for identically the same reason that white males are not jailed.
Frank Messiah is president of the Buffalo chapter of the NAACP. He agrees with marginalization.
What's going on in education? Things have changed. More people going to college, etc. But there's still more people, African Americans, being denied an education. So what we see are changes, but we also see things the same.
Messiah says people talk about diversity in communities during Black History Month, but other times of the year, this conversation disappears.
And nobody really wants to sit down and discuss the relationships that we have with each other, male, female, Black, white, whatever it is. Nobody wants to sit down and talk about this and see how do we address these issues once that day is over.
Is there anything you can do from the local chapter to bring these talks together at other times of the year?
All we can do is to support what's being done and to put forth our own program, but I think we need all of the agencies, not only the religious agencies, but the political agencies, coming together to really address these issues. And we don't see that happening.
For David Russell, he agrees. A conversation and much more work is needed to make defined changes.
We need work. You know, we're under construction, and I think construction is going to be going on for a long time.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.